Stars in Our Eyes by Too Many Boys. Read by Cookie Mom 6067. On their rare off days, days without practice or games or media engagement, days when Andy says, "Seriously, if I see you, I won't hesitate," Nikki's used to waking up first. He's slow about it, making coffee and eggs, with no expectation that Joe will be joining him for at least an hour. That's okay. Good, even. They live out of each other's pockets in a way Nikki loves, and they do it well because they understand each other. Joe's rhythms are as predictable as his own now, on and off the pitch. They make a good team, as he likes to tell reporters. For him, that's romantic. Joe loves it. Nikki thrives on predictability and clear expectations, and he's found himself settling down with Joe so comfortably, it's almost terrifying. Maybe it would be, if it didn't also make him blindingly happy. Joe inspires him to be unpredictable, too. It's been a week, and he's still avoiding the team showers. He starts to feel a little silly, standing around in their kitchen, thinking about Joe, when Joe's in their bedroom, burrowed under all the blankets, refusing to greet the day. A sleepy Joe is a cuddly Joe, and that's perfect because Nikki knows no other cure for the butterflies in his stomach. The feeling only grows as he gets closer to the bedroom, quietly opening the door and sneaking in. He wants to watch Joe's eyes blink open, wants that first too sleepy kiss where their mouths don't fully connect. Mostly, he wants to see if he can convince Joe to come to the store with him because they need more broom polish, milk, and lube, and that's not a combination of liquids he wants to watch the cashier ring up on his own. He's joking, of course. They're picky enough about two of the three that they couldn't possibly buy them at the same store. As his eyes adjust, Nikki realizes even if he practices this joke, it's not going to convince Joe of anything. He can barely make out Joe's curls sticking out of the top of the blankets he's pulled up over his face. Oh, it's one of those days. Joe makes a grumbling sound as Nikki climbs into bed behind him, spooning the whole blanket burrito that is the love of his life. When Nikki reaches to uncover his face, Joe makes the same sound louder and tugs the blankets right back up again. "Good morning," Nikki whispers, pressing his forehead against what he thinks is Joe's shoulder blade, curling around him tighter. It may not even feel like a hug through all the layers between them. Very clearly, Joe says, "No."
"No?"
"Yes."
"I'm glad you agree."
"Nikki," Joe whines, flopping the covers down from his face just so Nikki can see his scowl. "I'm not getting up." Nikki doesn't answer. He's too busy appreciating the look on Joe's face. Stubborn dedication to his goals is one of those things Nikki loves about him. If he's decided he's not getting out of bed, then, well, he's not. Unless Nikki shoves him out of it, which could be fun, but not today. Feeling ignored, Joe struggles to turn around and face Nikki within his own blanket binding. "I said I'm not."
"Oh."
"What?" Nikki asks, gently pushing curls out of Joe's face, even more carefully rubbing the sleep from his eyes. Joe holds very still for this, and his grumpy, sleepy face melts into pure affection.
"You missed me already."
"You know, I think I did." Joe's smile then is blinding, even in the dark room. He wiggles closer, close enough that Nikki takes the hint and kisses him, a soft press of lips that has Joe sighing happily. They lie there together for a couple minutes, Nikki mentally going over plays and letting Joe decide if he wants to talk about why he doesn't want to get up. He's just about cracked a strategy for the one player from Switzerland who always evades his hits when Joe wiggles closer into his side, head butting him softly for attention. Nikki devotes his strategic mind to getting into those covers instead, humming victoriously when his hand finally makes contact with Joe's sleep-warm skin. Joe protests a little at the cold air, but gives up quickly when he realizes Nikki sliding under the covers just means he's getting an extra weighted blanket in the form of one bulky Quidditch player. He idly strokes the back of Nikki's thighs and over the curve of his ass, not suggesting anything, just petting appreciatively. Nikki takes his hands away and tangles their fingers together, and Joe heaves a very tired sigh. "My knee aches," he says,
resisting any of Nikki's attempts to roll off of him by clinging tight and wheedling. You're fine. Don't move, baby. I'm so comfortable. Come on. I don't want to hurt you, Nikki argues, holding still just long enough for Joe to relax underneath him. I have an idea. Do you? Joe laughs, like he thinks Nikki's really going to propose something all the team trainers and medics didn't. He's clearly not expecting Nikki to disappear under the blankets himself, crawling backwards. He squirms when Nikki drags the slight scratch of his still unshaven cheek against his stomach. Nikki keeps going, nearly falling off the end of their bed, so that he can lean in and kiss Joe's knee over the soft brace he's wearing. He knows he can't really kiss it better for Joe, but he wants to. Closing his eyes, Nikki kisses it again and crawls his way back up, collapsing back on top of Joe dramatically. Thank you, Joe whispers, hand stroking softly through his hair. Much better now. Nikki resists the urge to tell him it will really feel better if he gets up and walks around a little. Sometimes Joe needs a push, sometimes they all do, but not on this sleepy morning. Joe laughs a little, like he knows what Nikki's thinking anyway. I like it when you come back to bed for me, sweetheart. You and Chris used to disappear for morning runs or secret father-son practices or something, and I had a severe cuddle deficiency. Our son's future has to come first, Nikki plays along. His future is the team's future, the league's, the... Joe cuts him off with a kiss. Okay, okay, don't make me feel more old. I could make you feel young if you like. No, thank you. I want you to stay right there and hold me. All right. You're not going to ask how long? If you're properly hydrated, you won't be able to stay in bed forever. And if you're not... Nikki lets that trail off like a threat. You'll tell on me, really? No, I'll make you a smoothie. Oh, well, why didn't you say so? You'll get up? No, 5 more minutes, Joe insists, pointedly closing his eyes again. It's so warm under the covers together, legs tangled, and though Nikki doesn't think he could actually fall asleep like this, he's happy to drift off a little. He can feel Joe breathing steadily against him until he turns and muffles a yawn into his hand. We need broom polish, Nikki says, for something to say, because he wants to hear Joe's voice all sleep gruff and slow. You mean you need it. Your broom won't combust if you use the stuff everybody else does, Joe teases. It's Nikki's turn to grumble. It might. You just want to go shopping together. They'll take sneaky photos of us, and my parents will call me and fuss about it, and say they're zooming in on our hands, and... Joe freezes. He didn't mean to say that. Nikki, feeling those butterflies again, lets it slide. They're always going to take pictures, even when we're really old. You think so? Of course, Nikki mumbles, yawning himself now, even though he's not tired. He's had enough coffee to know he's only yawning because Joe just did. In their little cocoon, that common phenomenon feels new and strangely intimate. Nikki wonders if he'll pass the yawn back to Joe and then wonders if maybe he hasn't had enough coffee after all. You're incredibly attractive. Of course they're following you around. Flattery will not get me out of bed, Joe laughs, sneaking his hands up Nikki's shirt to press warm against his spine, holding him closer like he really thinks Nikki will try to move. Got you into it, Nikki teases. By the way, we're out of lube, too. And milk. I know, Niccolo. 5 more minutes. They're quiet again. Nikki's not sure for how long. Eventually he shifts and kisses Joe's collarbone, getting his attention to ask, Do you truly want this more often? Baby, Joe breathes, unexpectedly touched by the question. He's the one who turns them then, a smooth roll that nonetheless has Nikki a little worried about his knee, leaving them at the edge of the mattress. Nikki's arm hangs off the side. Joe sits up on his thighs and shivers dramatically, even though he's the reason all the covers are underneath Nikki now. If I needed more, I would tell you. That's a promise Nikki's very glad to hear, but it's also not an answer to the question he asks. You do want it more. Cuddling. Not just before bed or after sex. Yeah, Joe agrees, sheepishly scrubbing a hand up the back of his neck, not quite looking Nikki in the eye. I thought it might be a perk of retirement years from now. Nikki's not quite sure what to say to that, not after Joe just alluded to rings, though he's been imagining their future together so much that sometimes he doesn't even realize he's assuming they'll be together for the rest of this ride. It's not a critique of your performance as my partner or anything, Joe laughs softly, leaning forward and setting both hands on Nikki's chest, for balance or emphasis or just because he can. You don't even know how good you are. Yes, I do, Nikki says, turning to glance at their alarm clock. It's been half an hour. Joe groans and leans closer still, bending to touch their foreheads together briefly, before he relents and climbs out of bed on wobbly legs. He shakes one out like he's got pins and needles as he makes his way to the ensuite, and Nikki admires his back muscles until he closes the door behind him. It's tempting to pull the covers up over his head now and forget all about the errands. Nikki thinks he could convince Joe to make him feel young after all, but he did say he'd make him a smoothie. Besides, he wants to hold Joe's hand for the photographers. He wants Joe's parents to have to look closely to be sure they haven't gotten engaged, now that he knows they might. Their bed will still be there later, and so will a dozen other cozy spots Nikki's already planning to cuddle Joe in. He rolls himself out of bed, thinking about the steps to getting there. The way Joe kisses him, up against the kitchen counters, tasting of toothpaste and happiness, perfectly derails his plans. Nikki's confident they'll get there in the end. The end.
Cradle me, or cradle you, I'll win your heart with a woo-woo. Pulling shapes just for your eyes. Sew it to the base, kisses and lines. I'll be yours and you'll be. Lay with me, I'll lay with you. We'll do the things that lovers do. Put the stars in our eyes. And with heart-shaped bruises and late-night kisses, divine.